August the 24th, 1900. Everything turns into good for one who truly loves Jesus. Having spent one day being restless, I felt all full of temptations and sins. Oh God, what a harrowing pain it is to offend you. I did as much as I could to remain in God, to resign myself to his holy will, to offer him that very restless state for love of him, to not pay attention to the enemy, showing highest indifference, and so that I would not incite him myself to tempt me more. But in spite of all this, I could not help hearing the murmuring that the enemy provoked around me. And so, finding myself in my usual state, I did not dare to desire my beloved Jesus, so ugly and miserable did I see myself. But, always benign with this sinner, without my asking, he came, and as though compassionating me, and told me, "My daughter, courage, do not fear. Don't you know that certain cold and mighty waters are more powerful in purging of the slightest spot than fire itself?" And then everything turns into good for one who truly loves me. Having said this, he disappeared, leaving me reassured, yes, but weak, as if I had suffered a fever.